devastating earthquake hits Japan. Is the St. Louis area next? Are we on a very dangerous New Madrid fault? We're posing these questions this morning to Dr. Michael Wisession, Associate Professor of Earth and Planetary Sciences at Washington University. Good morning, Michael. Welcome to KMUX in St. Louis.
Hi, Charlie. How are you doing?
I'm doing pretty well, but should I be very concerned that the data indicates that we're next in terms, or we're likely to experience an earthquake in the near future?
Well, earthquake research is very much a mixed bag, and I wish I could give you a clear answer one way or another, but we are still unable to say definitely whether any particular region is ever subject to having an earthquake or not. Earthquakes are a phenomenon that, in fact, some people feel may never be predictable. It's the last straw that breaks a camel's back. If you bend a stick, at what point does it actually snap? And this is a phenomenon that is hard to predict. For the St. Louis area, you know, we've certainly had some large earthquakes in the past, in 1811 and 1812, down in the New Madrid area. There were several moderately large earthquakes, low magnitude sevens. There are about 20 such earthquakes that happen per year around the world. These weren't large earthquakes as far as our country goes, but they certainly shook things up a little bit. They knocked some loose chimneys down in East St. Louis at the time, and were those earthquakes to happen again, they'd scare some people in St. Louis.
Okay, but a few chimneys falling down is not devastation.
Right, that's certainly the case. You know, I think the history of something like an old earthquake sort of falls in the category of fishtails. You know, they get larger with retelling over time. And recently, the U.S. Geological Survey went back and actually did a very scientific study of the damage and the shaking that occurred and actually came up with accurate values for what these earthquakes were. And there were three main shocks that happened in December of 1811 and January and February of 1812. And they were magnitudes 7.0, 7.2, and 7.45 on the magnitude scale. To give some scale perspective, the earthquake that hit San Francisco in 1906 was a magnitude 8. The earthquake that hit Anchorage, Alaska in 1964 was a magnitude 9.4. And every time you go up one number in the magnitude scale, the energy increases by more than a factor of 30. So the 1964 Alaska earthquake was 1,000 times larger than any one of those New Madrid earthquakes, more than 1,000 times. In other words, it would take thousands of those earthquakes that happened in New Madrid to equal that one earthquake that happened in Alaska.
Well, compare the readings that geologists and others do, or people who are seismologists, compare the readings in California to, let's say, our area. And California has had some serious earthquakes. Do our readings compare to theirs?
Well, it's very interesting. We finally figured out why earthquakes occur, and that's because when rock is bent or stressed, as is anything, a stick or a piece of metal, you eventually exceed the strength of the rock and it snaps. You have a stick, you bend it, it snaps. At a place like California, you have a lot of bending going on because you are at the boundary between two gigantic sheets of rock at Earth's surface. We call these plates, and the unifying theory is called plate tectonics. It explains why mountains and oceans are formed. You know, we are currently moving away from Europe at about the rate that your hair grows, about an inch a year. And 200 million years ago, you could have walked from New York to Africa. The continents were all connected. As these plates move, they bang into each other. It's sort of like a demolition derby. And when the plates slide past each other or bang into each other, the plates, the whole crust of the earth crumples and cracks, and these are earthquakes. California, the San Andreas Fault, is a major boundary between the Pacific Plate and the North American Plate, so you get earthquakes all the time there. And they are, you know, even in the last several decades, have had many earthquakes magnitude 7 and above. We are smack in the middle of a very stable plate, and so we don't get very many earthquakes. You might ask, why do we have earthquakes at all? Well, it turns out that we're sort of like an old ocean ship, wooden ship, floating on the ocean. And as we go up over the waves, the sheet creaks and groans, the boards bend. That's sort of what continents do. And we are sitting in an area that had some old faults about a half a billion years ago. And this is a huge amount of time, but this whole area was breaking apart. And actually, the rock beneath us is 1.8 billion years old. It's almost 2 billion years old. And over that time, it's been stretched and compressed, and it gets cracks in it. And right now, this part of the continent is being squeezed a little bit by the other plates, and there is a little bit of bending that occurs in this region, and that has caused some of these earthquakes that have occurred in the New Madrid Fault area, extending up through the Wabash Valley Fault system up into Indiana. And these will always continue, but at a very low level compared to someplace like California.
So why do we always hear these concerns about the New Madrid Fault, Michael?
Well, the earthquakes that happened in 1811, 1812 were at a time when this area was being, you know, largely settled. The Louisiana Purchase had just happened, you know, a decade earlier. People were moving in this area, and then there were these large earthquakes that shook people up. It certainly, you know, did significant damage to the town of New Madrid and the areas along the shore. But there are also areas. St. Genevieve, for instance, is much closer to the New Madrid Fault than St. Louis, and it was hardly damaged at all. And it was actually a quite a large settlement at that time along the river. You know, I think it's important to remember that you can get an earthquake occurring anywhere, but it also is the case that once you have a large earthquake occurring in an area, it relieves the stress in that area. And you have to take a long time to build up the stress by bending the rock again before you get another large earthquake. So most seismologists feel it will probably be several thousands of years before earthquakes of those size occur again in the New Madrid area, simply because, you know, we've very carefully studied the area and there just isn't any bending going on, and you can't break a stick unless you bend it.
Well, that sounds like a relief to those of us who might be worried about it. Nonetheless, as a homeowner, do you have earthquake insurance?
People ask me that question a lot. And I, you know, I don't want to be in the business of advising people one way or the other. Earthquake prediction is like any other gamble. It's a cost-risk analysis. If the earthquake insurance is inexpensive enough, it's certainly worth getting. I personally do have it, not because I'm concerned about the New Madrid Fault. I'm concerned about a fault we don't know about yet. For instance, if you look at California, you mentioned California, almost every large earthquake that's happened there in the last 20 years has happened not on the San Andreas Fault, but on a nearby fault that we didn't even know about. And you know, there are faults throughout our continent that have yet to be mapped, simply because light doesn't go through rock. We can't see them. And most of the time, we have to wait for an earthquake to happen to know that one of these deep faults is there. You know, we get little scares. There was a little magnitude 2.5 2 years ago, or just beneath East St. Louis. I felt it in my home, you know, here in St. Louis County. And these, you know, that earthquake is not going to do any damage, but it means that there's something going on down there. And it wouldn't take a very large earthquake right beneath my house to do damage. You know, I think people tend to be, it's just human nature, look at things in a very black and white way. Either there's a risk or there isn't a risk. And, of course, nature doesn't work that way. There's a full spectrum. And a place like New Madrid has a much lower seismic risk than it's been made out to be. But I think everywhere else in the country has a larger seismic risk than people realize.
That's interesting. And that is Dr. Michael Weiss session with us today, Associate Professor of Earth and Planetary Sciences at Washington University. Appreciate your participation in this morning's discussion. Thanks a lot, sir.
Thanks very much, Charlie.
All right.